biggest reason why people buy for cash flow, because they want to make money on their money. So you can make money on your money, and you can use that same money to buy more properties. If you don't need the money, perfect. And at some point, you're cash flowing 15, 20, 30K a month from all your properties, and you're pretty much retired.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, I'm going to talk about appreciation or cash flow versus appreciation, which one is better. I've talked to a lot of people and I have heard different opinions. What do you guys think? After you watch this video, leave some comments. Let me know if you think cash flow is better or appreciation. Okay, so here we go. Number one, I always talk about everybody has an investor personality. What is your investor personality? What's your risk tolerance? You know, also how much money you got in the bank? You know, what's your age? Is it money that you really need or money you're going to just try to blow, right? So there's a lot of aspects, right? A lot of different things that come into, do you want for cash flow or do you want for appreciation? So let's start with cash flow, right? People talk about, hey, buy for cash flow, buy for cash flow, buy for cash flow. Okay, that could work, all right? And it does work, right? I do buy some properties for cash flow, okay? So you buy a property and maybe you are going to be out $100,000 out of your pocket, and you want to get some cash flow because you want to make a return on those $100,000. Those $100,000 might have been your down payment, okay? So now you have to figure out what return on your money is really good for you or works for your investor personality, right? Is it a 6% return on your money, a 10% return on your money, a 15% return on your money? What works for you? So you got to make sure that you buy a property for cash flow. You buy a property for cash flow is great because you're actually making passive income. You buy one property, two properties, three properties, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50. Even if you're only making $200 a pop, right, per property, say it's 50 single family houses, you're gonna be cashing out about 10 grand a month of passive cash flow because you are buying for cash flow. You buy for cash flow, you save more money, and you buy more properties, right? Imagine that you're buying properties that cost $100,000 and you need $20,000 as a down payment, okay? If you already have 50 houses and you're collecting $10,000 a month net, in 2 months, you can buy another property. In 2 months, you buy another property. And as that grows, eventually when you have 100 houses, you can buy a house every single month. You might not be keeping that money in your pocket, but you're buying more properties. You're paying down a mortgage. Net worth is growing, and hopefully the properties are appreciating also in the market. So a lot of cool ways, you know, to make money if you're buying for cash flow, right? And biggest reason why people buy for cash flow because they want to make money on their money. So you can make money on your money, and you can use that same money to buy more properties. If you don't need the money, perfect. And at some point, you're cash flowing 15, 20, 30K a month from all your properties, and you're pretty much retired. Heck, with 20 grand, you can pretty much retire anywhere. Pretty much, I think in the world, probably 20 grand a month. That's a pretty good number, okay? Now, buy for appreciation. People say, don't do that because you're speculating. Right? Well, yes and no, okay? I don't buy it for appreciation, but there's a lot of reasons why people buy for appreciation. Okay, or is it good or is it bad? I think it's bad, but some people buy for appreciation, but at the same time they're buying for appreciation, they like to get the tax benefit because you can buy a property that cash flows zero, right? But if you happen to get a $100,000, say you put $100,000 into that, you bought a property for $100,000, and maybe you get to depreciate $30,000 of that property, well, guess what? You ended up getting yourself a $30,000 tax break. If you are at a 40% tax bracket, you just save yourself $12,000. So on those 100K that you put out as a down payment, you just save yourself 12 grand. So technically you already made $12,000. So when people say they buy for appreciation, sometimes they buy for appreciation, they forget to tell you that they're also buying because you're getting those tax benefits, right? People also buy for those tax benefits, okay? Even if you buy for cash flow, you're still getting those tax benefits. I didn't add that in any of the returns, okay? All right, so you buy for appreciation, people do it. You usually have to have some pretty deep pockets, or you buy in places like California, Seattle, where sometimes you are actually negative cash flow, right? Your mortgage payment is like $3,500 and your cash flow is $2,800 and you're coughing up $700, $8,000 a year, because there's no cash flow there. The market's too high. But it just appreciates so much, okay? This is my thing with appreciation. If you have unlimited funds and unlimited time, you will never lose. Well, 99.9% of the time, you will never lose, right? Now, maybe you don't have enough time, all right? Maybe you don't have unlimited time, but you got some pretty good money. Even if you would have bought in LA in 2008 at the peak of the market, and it's been 12 years now, 11 years now, you would have made a lot of money if you would have sold today just because of appreciation. Even if you had to carry that sucker for 11 years at $8,000 a year for 8, 10 years, you carried it at 100K, I guarantee you made more money today, even if you bought it at the peak of the market just because of appreciation. Now, you're not gonna buy in a town that has 20, 30,000 people, it'll never appreciate. If you bought in 2008, I don't know if you're gonna make money in 2021, I have no idea. Maybe, maybe not. Probably the market's pretty hot, but you're not gonna make as much as you would make if you buy in these super high appreciating markets. Like, you know, you got markets like California, New York, some in Florida, some in Texas, these big cities where it just appreciates and people buy and they just park the money for 10 years, the mortgage gets paid down, it appreciates, and they happen to make a lot of money. What works for you, appreciation or cash flow? I like to sleep at night, I like cash flow, but I definitely wanna work on the appreciation side, but I like to force my appreciation. I don't like to buy for appreciation. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're gonna get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.